Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Economics Revision podcast. Today, we're diving into one of the most important topics in the entire specification, the market system. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, this topic comes up again and again. And once you really understand it, so many other parts of economics just click into place. Grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. What actually is a market? In everyday life, you might think of a market as a place, like a street market or a supermarket, but in economics, a market is any arrangement where buyers and sellers come together to exchange goods, services, or resources. The key thing is there are buyers, there are sellers, and there is a price. The UK operates what we call a mixed economy. In a pure market economy, all decisions about what to produce, how to produce it, and for whom to produce it are made by the forces of supply and demand. In reality, governments always play some role, but the market mechanism is still at the heart of how resources get allocated. So, how does the market system actually work? This is where the price mechanism comes in. The price mechanism does three things. It sends signals, it creates incentives, and it rations scarce resources. First, signals. When a good becomes scarce, its price rises. That rising price signals to producers, there's money to be made here, produce more. And it signals to consumers, this is getting expensive, maybe buy less or find a substitute. Second, incentives. Higher prices incentivize producers to supply more, because higher prices mean higher profits. Lower prices incentivize consumers to demand more, because the good is now more affordable. Third, rationing. Because resources are scarce, prices ration goods by allocating them to those who are willing and able to pay. Now, let's talk about supply and demand, because this is the engine of the market system, and it is almost certain to appear on your exam paper. Demand is the quantity of a good or service that consumers are willing and able to buy at a given price over a given time period. The law of demand tells us that, all other things being equal, as price rises, quantity demanded falls. This gives us a downward sloping demand curve on a graph. What causes the demand curve to shift? The demand curve shifts when something other than price changes. The main factors are changes in income, changes in the prices of related goods, changes in tastes and fashions, changes in population, and changes in expectations about future prices. Now let's look at supply. Supply is the quantity of a good or service that producers are willing and able to offer for sale at a given price. The law of supply tells us that, all other things being equal, as price rises, quantity supplied increases. This gives us an upward sloping supply curve. Higher prices make production more profitable, so firms are willing to produce and sell more. What causes the supply curve to shift? Changes in the costs of production, improvements in technology, changes in government policy, such as taxes or subsidies, and changes in the number of producers in the market. So what happens when supply and demand interact? We get equilibrium. The equilibrium price is the price at which quantity demanded equals quantity applied. At this price, there is no surplus and no shortage. On a diagram, equilibrium is where the supply curve and the demand curve intersect. If demand increases, the demand curve shifts right. At the old price, there is now excess demand, a shortage. This puts upward pressure on price. As price rises, quantity demanded falls back a little and quantity supplied increases a little, until a new, higher equilibrium is reached. If supply increases, the supply curve shifts right. At the old price, there is now excess supply, a surplus. This puts downward pressure on price. As price falls, quantity demanded rises and quantity supplied falls, until a new, lower equilibrium is reached. So that's everything you need to know for this lesson. We've defined a market, explained the role of prices, and outlined supply and demand. Make sure you can draw graphs and answer questions about shifts in supply and demand. That's all from me today. Thanks for listening.
Let's also talk about price elasticity, because it links directly to the market system. Price elasticity of demand measures how responsive quantity demanded is to a change in price. If demand is elastic, a small price rise causes a large fall in quantity demanded. If demand is inelastic, even a big price rise causes only a small fall in quantity demanded. Goods with inelastic demand tend to be necessities, like petrol or insulin, where consumers have few substitutes. Understanding elasticity helps you predict how markets will respond to price changes. Right, let's move on to exam tips and common mistakes. I see these errors every single year, so please listen carefully. Common mistake number one, confusing a change in demand with a change in quantity demanded. A change in demand means the whole curve has shifted. A change in quantity demanded means you've moved along an existing curve because the price changed. These are completely different things, and using the wrong phrase will cost you marks. Common mistake number two, drawing diagrams without labels. Every diagram in an economics exam must have labelled axes, labelled curves, and clearly marked equilibrium points. An unlabeled diagram gets very few marks, even if the shape is correct. Common mistake number three, not explaining the mechanism. Examiners don't just want you to say price rises, they want you to explain why. For example, an increase in demand leads to excess demand at the original price. This puts upward pressure on price, which rises until a new equilibrium is reached, where quantity demanded once again equals quantity supplied. That's the kind of chain of reasoning that earns top marks. Common mistake number four, forgetting to distinguish between shifts and movements when answering questions about changes in market conditions. Always ask yourself, has the price of this good changed or has something else changed? Common mistake number five, in evaluation questions, only presenting one side of the argument. If a question asks, to what extent does the price mechanism allocate resources efficiently, you need to consider both the strengths and the limitations and reach a clear, justified conclusion. Now, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. Pause the podcast after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question one, what is the law of demand? The law of demand states that all other things being equal, as price rises, quantity demanded falls. Question two, name three factors that can cause the supply curve to shift. Any three from changes in production costs, improvements in technology, changes in taxes or subsidies, changes in the number of producers, or changes in the prices of related goods in production. Question three, what is the equilibrium price? The equilibrium price is the price at which quantity demanded equals quantity supply, so the market clears with no surplus or shortage. Question four, what does it mean if demand is price inelastic? Price inelastic demand means that a change in price leads to a proportionally smaller change in quantity demanded. The good is typically a necessity with few substitutes. Question five, what are the three functions of the price mechanism? Signals, incentives, and rationing. Brilliant! Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. The market system uses the price mechanism to answer the three fundamental economic questions: what to produce, how to produce it, and for whom. Prices act as signals, incentives, and rationing devices. The law of demand tells us that price and quantity demanded move in opposite directions. The law of supply tells us that price and quantity supplied move in the same direction. Equilibrium is where supply equals demand. And the key exam skill is always to explain the mechanism, not just state the outcome. You've done brilliantly today. Keep practicing those diagrams, make sure you can explain every step of the reasoning. And remember, economics is all about understanding how people respond to incentives. Once you see that, the whole subject makes sense. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care!